Well, good morning, church. I'd like to take the next few minutes before we close our gathering to update you on a number of changes that have taken place recently regarding our leadership and our governance structure. For the past several months, Don, Karen, Hope, and I, along with the wider leadership team, have been praying about what we sensed was an invitation from God to dream about the future of Gateway and where he wants to lead us in the next season of our journey. We will be sharing more about this new season and our vision for Gateway in 2023 at a later date. But this morning, I'm going to share some of the recent changes to our church structure and oversight as we head into a new year and beyond. The leadership team. Firstly, as of January 2023, Gateway has a new leadership team. Gateway's leadership team has primary responsibility for three key areas in the life of our faith community: doctrine, discipleship, and direction. This team provides oversight and strategic governance to support and accomplish what God has called us to do. We are delighted to advise that our new leadership team members are: Mike Frew has agreed to chair the leadership team, and then he is joined by Michael and Rajini, by Matt and Andrea, by Megan and by Joe, and by Hope and myself. And I think we have a motley crew photograph of us all together. So that's the new leadership team. We would like to take this opportunity to publicly acknowledge and thank Jan Carr and Jono Piat, who have stepped down from their roles on the leadership team. For many years, Jan and Jono have played an integral part in guiding Gateway through many seasons, both good and challenging. Thank you both for your integrity, consistency, and service to our community. The Trust Board. Secondly, we have begun the process to establish a new Gateway Charitable Trust. As you may be aware, Gateway is a registered charity which was established in 2001 when we were still part of the Assemblies of God movement. Despite leaving the Assemblies of God over 20 years ago, the original trust deed drawn up in 2001 continues to be the document that governs our practices and procedures today. I'm sure, as you will appreciate, this trust deed has become somewhat outdated and unworkable for many reasons. Therefore, we have taken steps to wind up our existing trust and establish a new charitable trust with rules, purposes, and a statement of faith that rightly reflects what we believe and who God has called us to be as a church. As part of establishing a new trust, we will be required to appoint a trust board, which we are currently in the process of doing. This board will be responsible for the employment of staff, for the protection of Gateway's assets and liabilities, and holding the wider organization to account to its legal obligations as a charitable entity. Although this development is largely an administrative one, it presents a significant and exciting shift to how we operate as a church and establishes a strong governance framework for the future. We look forward to making further announcements about this and the progress of registration in the coming months. An advisory board. Finally, in this part, in order to assist the new leadership team and trust board in key operational matters, we have formed a new internal advisory board that will provide strategic support in areas such as finance, employment, and organizational structures. We have invited members of our community who have a wide range of experience in these areas, and we are delighted to announce that the following people will be the inaugural members of the advisory board. Firstly, Chris Yates. Secondly, Thomas MacDonald. Thirdly, John O'Peart. Fourth, Penny Kovic. Fifth, Kez Gerasinga. Sixth, Joe Peart. And seven, Mike. Now, many of you will have noticed that Don and Karen are not part of the new leadership team. And I'm pleased that you're asking why. I'm pleased you are asking what has happened. So Don, will you come and join me, please?
Good morning.
This is your decision, your and Karen's decision to not to be on the leadership team, isn't it?
It is.
Do you want to explain that you're not going anywhere?
We're not going anywhere, okay? The reasons are significantly obvious. Number one, age. I'm in my early 70s now. I don't want to be 82 and still trying to lead the congregation, though I'm, struggling with memory and all those kinds of things. So key one is age. Number two, those of you who come to Gateway regularly, know us regularly, know that Karen has faced some significant health issues. So she's often not with me on a Sunday morning, not because she chooses not to, but just really struggles health-wise. And that requires a great deal more of my time and energy, and it's right that I give that to her. Grandkids are growing up, want to spend time with them. So we're not planning to go anywhere. No. We're going to be staying around.
This is a planned transition.
It is a planned transition. You won't be aware, but we've been working on this transition plan for a decade now. The fact that Chris and Hope are part of our leadership team and part of our congregation was strategically Karen and I thinking about transition when we were in our early 60s. As I say, we didn't want to get to a place where we think, man, we've got to give this up, and we'd done nothing and not thought about it. So Chris and Hope being here was part of that transition. And you've been here, what, 10 years now?
Yeah.
Well, we'd been talking about it for a year before that, hadn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, at least.
We went over to Wales, met with Chris and Hope, and then sometime later we met together in LA for a week. And
we suffered for Jesus in LA for a week, didn't we?
We did, yeah. So it's been strategic. It's not last minute or just, hey, we need to do something and do it fast.
I think it's two things to note, really, is that people are not going to notice a lot of change.
No, they won't.
They won't. No. Things will carry on like on a Sundays as normal as they do now.
Yep.
And you and Karen, along with Hope and I, are staying on as senior leaders.
We are, as contradictory as that sounds.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere, we're staying around. Actually, I've been working on being round for a little while now, and I think it's working.
I got no comment.
You can tell I'm on the level because the bubble's in the middle.
So let me ask you.
Sorry.
Very good, very good. It took a minute for it to drop.
Yeah, terrible dad joke, yeah.
Let me ask you a question that, as your friend, nobody else can ask you this, I can ask you this.
Yep.
Were you pushed?
Only slightly.
Only slightly.
Yeah. But
there's no Jacinda Ardern situation here.
The physio's been working on my back, and I feel much. No, it was our decision. Karen and I have been thinking about it for a while, and over the last probably 12 to 18 months, I've been cutting back more and more in terms of the leadership of the church and. Don't come to executive meetings, and as Mike will tell you, half the time don't turn up to liturgy meetings. It's probably because I forget, which is a symptom of why this needs to happen. But it's been happening for a while, and it's the right time, it's the right place, we've got the right people, and we feel very confident in terms of going ahead from here.
You have an exciting announcement to make.
I do.
You do?
I do. Joe Peart has been on our staff on and off and in various circumstances now for 17 years. Joe's not here this morning, so I can say this. She's not 40 yet. So 17 years has she's been on staff, not far off half of her life, and has filled roles from leading our youth right through to HR and significant leadership role over the last few years. Joe has felt significantly a vocational call, and we've recognised that for some time. For those of you, who, by the way, who were here for the Christmas Eve service when Joe spoke, gives some indication of just the gravitas that she carries. That it was just so good. And so we've recognized that and have, as a leadership team, asked her to step into an associate pastoral role. So again, you won't notice much difference, because the first part of that transition for her, which will be over a number of years, is study. We want her to finish her theological study, started a number of years ago at Vancouver, in Vancouver at Regent College. So she'll be concentrating on that for a good length of time.
We're just recognizing a call is upon her life, and yeah, we don't know where it'll lead, or she doesn't either, but that's, we just want to recognize that.
I mean, it's a brilliant story, yeah. And Joe might be in a position to tell you about it sometime. When she first came to Gateway, she was a little brethren less, so she probably felt awkward coming to church not even wearing a hat, but certainly not expecting that she would be in any kind of leadership role. And over the years, as you know, we've talked, and I've challenged her and just said, you've got a gift of leadership on your life. And for a brethren girl, you know, to come to a place where she recognizes that woman leadership is a New Testament reality, and stepping into that has been a massive journey for her, but done it so well.
She has, good. Just one final thing, just stay with me, please. Finally, we want to update you on the Gateway Bills project. For the last few years, we have talked about our desire to start a building project to replace our existing facility with a new purpose-built building and spaces that will serve our Gateway community and wider community and better accommodate our various ministries. At the end of last year, thanks to the hard work of many, we had arrived at a beautiful, functional design that we believed would achieve this purpose. However, in recent months, and after much prayer and advice from people we trust, the leadership team has made the decision to press pause on the Gateway Bills project for the foreseeable future. This past year has presented significant challenges to a building project of any size, not least the significant economic pressures across many sectors impacting supply, labor shortages, increase in interest rates, and of course, inflation. Therefore, given the current climate and uncertainty in the short to mid-term, we believe it is not the right time to move forward with building a new facility. We do wish to stress that we are merely postponing the project, not cancelling it. We remain committed to our desire to create a home, a presence, and a future. Our hope and prayer is that we will be able to revisit Gateway Bills in the future and at the right time deliver a space we can be proud of. Don, you and I were both part of that decision. Is this the right call?
Yeah, we think it is. To press ahead with a multi-million dollar project in our present environment and asking of you significant sacrifice financially to help produce that just seemed tone deaf to us, and felt like I mean, some people might say, yeah, you need to step forward in faith and go for it. I think all of us just didn't have that in us. We felt like this is not the right step forward. Had God spoken so powerfully to us that we felt like, no, we've got to do this, we would have. But I think all of us were trying to walk wisely and to discern, you know, the time we're in and the moment we face. And we just felt at this present time, let's not do that.
Thank you. But however, in the meantime, we recognize that we need to make some temporary changes, which we will be working towards in the coming weeks and months. These include that the Gateway staff offices will move from this building to 21 Clifton Road, which is next door as you go out into the car park. It's there on the right-hand side, creating a more collaborative, safer working environment and a more welcoming space for those meeting with our team. Secondly, we are going to reconfigure the back of this auditorium to create a more functional and welcoming environment for connection pre- and post-gathering. And we are going to be looking at refurbishing some of our children's areas, especially on the ground floor. Now, we realize that this is a lot of information and big changes we've asked you to digest in such a short space of time. We will be sending out further information in the coming weeks, which covers off everything we've mentioned today. So please take time to look for that in the coming weeks. And we will also be repeating this announcement. However, we are committed to keeping you informed of developments in an open and transparent way. So if you have any questions about what we've spoken about today, please don't hesitate to speak to our leadership team, or to Dawn or Karen or Hope and myself. So as we step into this next season, we are working hard to set a course that ensures our structures and our decision-making are accountable, effective, and God-honoring, but ultimately that serve and support our ultimate focus, which is to be a church of resilient disciples of Jesus, committed to bringing God's kingdom wherever we are. We are genuinely excited and expectant for what God has in store for our community this coming year and in the years that lie ahead. And we are thankful that we are on this journey alongside you. Thank you. Let's just pray before I move on to the blessing. Father, we thank you that we can come and talk about such matters, that we may not have all the answers, but we can talk about them openly and honestly and forthrightly and know that you are God who is in control. Holy Spirit, we invite you again to be with us all. Help us to hear what has been said. Help us to ponder on what we've been asked to consider. And I pray that above all, you will move us to pray for this journey that we are on as a faith community, that we will truly be resilient disciples who reflect the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.